From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Ariana Prothero. Over the last few years, a new kind of bus has been popping up on streets in Miami-Dade County. Snazzy trolley buses painted to look like old-timey streetcars. It's free to ride the trolleys, and they hit a number of hotspots from Miami's Midtown to Coral Gables. But it's where the trolleys don't go that's gotten the county and some of its cities in trouble with the federal government. Here to tell us more about that is the Miami Herald's Jenny Stiletovich. Jenny, there are these rules that come from the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964 that the feds say are being broken. What are the rules they're talking about?
The rules are that when you build a transportation project, you have to take into account the Civil Rights Act, which means that you can't have a disparate impact based on race, color, or national origin. So this investigation was sparked by a resident who filed a complaint after Coral Gables in the city of Miami authorized a garage for the trolleys. In the West Grove, which is a historic neighborhood. It's where the area's original Black Bahamian immigrants settled, and it's a neighborhood with a deep history and deep roots.
Right. And that West Grove resident was Clarice Cooper, who filed the complaint, saying that even though the trolleys will be coming through the West Grove, the trolleys don't stop in that neighborhood.
You know, and then it doesn't service our areas for the city of Coral Gables. We're in the city of Miami. Then there's the noise issue. There's a traffic issue. And also there's the pollution.
And it should be noted that West Grove residents have access to city buses, but those aren't free like the trolleys are. Now, on the other hand, the city attorney for Coral Gables, Craig Lean, I spoke with him, and even though they're working with the feds to resolve this, he doesn't think this accusation is fair, at least not where Coral Gables is concerned. Let's hear what he told me.
There is one trolley that is owned by the Miami-Dade County, which we basically borrow. They let us use under an agreement. It is a tremendous extension of jurisdiction by the FTA to argue that because we have this one trolley, that means any facility we build, even if it doesn't use any federal funds, is subject to Title VI.
Is that a similar reaction you've heard from other city and county officials concerning what the federal government has said?
The city of Miami has a separate issue because they have 19 trolleys that they use federal money to pay for. It's their issue is the routes that the trolleys take. Clarice Cooper, who filed the complaint, says that they have trolleys running all over the city in many different neighborhoods, but they don't have them running through the West Grove, and that's her complaint. The buses that they have available, they have to pay for. The free trolleys don't come into their neighborhood.
Now, what's the next step? How is this getting resolved, if it's even getting resolved?
Well, Miami-Dade Transit, as a recipient of the fund, administers it to these 18 different cities who are getting money. So it's their job to ensure that the Civil Rights Act is being followed. So the cities, they sign interlocal agreements saying, you know, we'll take the money, you manage it. So it really rests with the county.
To make sure that the cities are following the rules.
Correct.
And what have the feds found? Are the cities following the rules, or is this sort of a widespread issue of noncompliance?
The feds are in the middle of looking into Clarice's second complaint, that Miami in particular is not following the law with its 19 trolleys. They are also meeting monthly with the county and with the cities to try and bring them into compliance and make sure that on these various projects they're following the law. And so it's complicated.
And I've been speaking with Miami Herald reporter Jenny Stiletovich. Jenny, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And for WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Ariana Prothero.